From Symphony Hall for the Boston Symphony Transcription Trust, this is William Pierce welcoming you to another full-length broadcast concert, part of the 101st season of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, Seiji Ozawa, music director, conducting. For this program, part of the orchestra's 100th birthday year, Mr. Ozawa has chosen music by Handel, Panufnik, and Schumann. Concerto Grosso in D, Opus 6, No. 5 by Handel, Panufnik's Symphony No. 8, the Symphony of Otiva, written for this orchestra's centennial in its premiere performances, and Symphony No. 4 in D minor, Opus 120 by Robert Schumann. The solo trio in the Handel is Joseph Silverstein and Mary Lou Speaker violins and Jules Eskin cello. The harpsichord continuo is played by Mark Kroll. The audience here in Symphony Hall is awaiting the appearance on stage of Seiji Ozawa to open his Boston Symphony concert with Concerto Grosso in D Major, Opus 6, No. 5, of George Frederick Handel. Handel was born in Halle, Germany, on February 23, 1685. He died in London on April 14, 1759. He's buried in Poets' Corner, Westminster Abbey. After his naturalization as an Englishman, he generally called himself George Frederick Handel rather than the original Handel. He composed the D Major Concerto Grosso on October 10, 1739, arranging much of it from the overture to his Ode for St. Cecilia's Day, which he finished on September 24th. The date of the first performance is not known, but it was almost certainly used as an intermission feature during performances of Handel's oratorios. The Boston Symphony Orchestra gave the first American performances on October 30th and 31st, 1891, under the direction of Art Junikisch. The work was originally scored for strings and basso continuo. Later on, Handel expanded the score by adding two oboes. It's this later version that will be performed here. The form of the Concerto Grosso contrasts a large instrumental group called the Tutti Ripieno or Concerto against a smaller group of solo instruments known as the Soli, Principale, or Concertino. The customary soloists are two violins with a bass line of cello and harpsichord, although later composers were more free in their use of other instruments. Some scholars feel that two harpsichords are called for in the Concerto Grosso, one performing with a soli, the other with a basses of the tutti, although some performances were done about a decade ago at the Berkshire Festival using two harpsichords. The customary practice is to use a single keyboard instrument with both soli and tutti. That's what Mr. Ozawa does in these performances, the harpsichordist being Mark Kroll. The string soloists are all principals of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, of course. Here is Seiji Ozawa for Concerto Grosso in D Major, Opus 6, No. 5 by Handel, and that, by the way, is in six sections.
Thank you. Thank you.
Concerto Grosso, Opus 6, No. 5 in D Major by George Frederick Handel. Seiji Ozawa conducted members of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, the solo strings with Joseph Silverstein and Mary Lou Speaker violins through Raskin cello, with Mark Kroll harpsichord. Mr. Ozawa has returned for a bow. Next, Mr. Ozawa and the Boston Symphony Orchestra will continue this concert with the world premiere performances of Andrzej Panufnik's Symphony No. 8, titled by the composer Symphonia Votiva. The Panufnik Symphony is one of 12 works commissioned by the Boston Symphony for its centennial. Now, here is a tape recording of Mr. Panufnik with a portion of the dedication which he has written for the score.
Although my 8th symphony, the Sinfonia Votiva, is an abstract work without any programmatic content, it nevertheless carries a spiritual and patriotic message. It is a votive offering to the miraculous icon of the Black Madonna of Częstochowa in my native Poland. This famous Madonna is said to have been painted by St. Luke on a piece of cypress wood used as a tabletop by the Holy Family in Nazareth. It was brought to Poland by way of Byzantium and is still preserved at the monastery of Jasna Góra, which is celebrating its 600th anniversary this year. This picture of Our Lady of Częstochowa is reputed to have supernatural protective powers. It has always been, and still is, the sacred symbol of independent Poland. For many centuries, she has been worshipped by the Polish people. It is to her that they offer their prayers in times of national crisis, especially when their country is under threat from the invader. The votive offerings made as a tribute to the Black Madonna include numerous works of art and objects of great value, some given by ordinary men and women of the land, others by such famous heroes as General Kazimierz Pułaski and Tadeusz Kościuszko, who once fought bravely for American independence. My Sinfonia Votiva is a personal offering, profoundly influenced by my deeply felt concern over the events that were taking place in Poland throughout the period of its composition. By chance, I started work on this symphony in August 1980. When the shipyard workers in Gdańsk had the courage to strike in the cause of justice and human dignity. For the whole year that I took to write this work, Poland was in turmoil, and I completed the symphony as the men, women, and children of the Polish cities began a series of desperate hunger marches. As well as expressing my patriotic and spiritual feelings, the symphony is intended to show off the full splendor of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, not only as an ensemble, but as an assembly of brilliant individuals. Although the work is symphonic in structure, it may also be regarded as a concerto for orchestra, allowing the players to show not only their technical skill, but also their expressive and poetic qualities.
That was Andrzej Panufnik, the composer. Panufnik was born in Warsaw, Poland in 1914. He studied composition with Sikorsky at the Warsaw Conservatory, and subsequently studied conducting at the Vienna Academy and in Paris and London. All his compositions from before 1944 were burned during the Warsaw uprisings of that year, though Panofnik was able to reconstruct three of them. After the war, Panofnik obtained prestigious conducting positions in Krakow and Warsaw, and once again began composing actively. The growth of socialist control of the arts in post-war Poland found Panofnik in a highly equivocal position. His music was frequently chosen to represent Poland in performances abroad, but was attacked at home as formalist and alien to the great socialist era. Once again, here is Sergio's hour for Symphony No. 8, the Sinfonia Votiva of Andrzej Panofnik.
Thank you.
Symphony No. 8, the Symphonia Votiva of Andrei Konuchnik, performed by the Boston Symphony Orchestra, Seiji Ozawa conducting. The present performances mark the world premiere of the Konuchnik Symphony, which was commissioned by the Boston Symphony Orchestra for its centennial. Mr. Ozawa is signaling to the stage door, and coming to it right now is the conductor, Andrei Konuchnik. Once again, Seiji Ozawa is bringing Andrei Konuchnik back on stage for a bow. The orchestra now is standing. With the Konuchnik Symphony, we come to the midpoint of our full-length broadcast concert by the Boston Symphony Orchestra, Seiji Ozawa, music director. Heard earlier, Concerto Grosso, Opus 6, No. 5, by Handel. For the second half of his Boston Symphony concert, Seiji Ozawa turns to the music of Schumann, Symphony No. 4 in D minor, Opus 120. It's now intermission time here in Symphony Hall. With the intermission here in Symphony Hall drawing to a close, This is William Pierce inviting you back for the second half of our full-length broadcast concert by the Boston Symphony Orchestra, Seiji Ozawa, music director. In this part of the concert, Mr. Ozawa will direct a performance of Robert Schumann's Symphony No. 4 in D minor. The audience here in Symphony Hall is awaiting the return to the stage of Seiji Ozawa to bring his Boston Symphony concert to a close with Schumann's Fourth Symphony. Robert Schumann was born in Saxony on June 8, 1810, and died in Endenich, near Bonn, on July 29, 1856. Thus, he's the only composer represented on this program who did not become an English citizen. He composed the D minor symphony in late 1841, not long after completing his first symphony. The D minor was thus second in order of composition, but an unsuccessful performance discouraged him from publishing it, so not until 1851 did he return to the work, revise it considerably in orchestration and a few structural details, and publish it as his fourth symphony. The first performance of this final version took place in Dusseldorf on December 30, 1852, the composer conducting. George Henschel introduced it to the repertory of the Boston Symphony and the orchestra's second season. The symphony is scored for two each of flutes, oboes, clarinets, and bassoons, four horns, two trumpets, three trombones, timpani, and strings. The symphony is in four movements. The first of these opens with a tempo marking in German, which translates rather slow, followed by lively. The second movement is entitled Romanza and is again rather slow. There follows a scherzo marked lively with a trio. And the final movement mixes languages in its tempo markings, of which there are four, slow, lively, and faster marked in German, followed by the more usual Italian presto. Stephen Ledbetter writes for the Boston Symphony program book, well, we don't have time for that because Seiji Ozawa is now on stage, for Schumann's Symphony No. 4 in D minor.
Thank you. Thank you.
Symphony No. 4 in D minor by Robert Schumann. Seiji Ozawa conducted the Boston Symphony Orchestra. And once again, here is Mr. Ozawa. And as usual, Mr. Ozawa asked the orchestra to stand again. Another bow for Seiji Ozawa. And with the Schumann Symphony, we come to the end of another full-length broadcast concert, part of the 101st season of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, Seiji Ozawa, music director. The program opened with Handel's Concerto Grosso, Opus 6, No. 5, and continued with a premiere performance of Panofnik's Symphony No. 8, the Sinfonia Votiva. Soloists in the Handel were Joseph Silverstein and Mary Lou Speaker violins, with Jules Eskin cello. Mark Kroll was harpsichordist. The Boston Symphony may be heard on Philips, Telarc, CBS, Deutsche Grammophon, and RCA Records. This program was produced by Jordan M. Whitelaw for the Boston Symphony Transcription Trust, Richard L. K. Manager, the engineer William Busick, and this is William Pierce inviting you to be with us again next week.